tribal law versus the law of the land. It's an argument that simmered in the Northern Territory, where many communities prefer to punish wrongdoing their own way. A proposed amendment to the Commonwealth Crime Act aims to change a previous decision that forbids the use of Indigenous traditional law in sentencing. The review's got many high-profile supporters, including Northern Territory Attorney General Selena Wiebo, who wrote to her federal counterpart urging the changes be made. She calls the law deeply offensive, disrespectful and discriminatory. Spencer Forgrave spoke to Russell Goldflam, who's Deputy President of the Law Reform Committee, about the proposed changes.
There's a number of amendments were made to the Commonwealth Crimes Act back in the mid-2000s, which in effect prohibit Northern Territory judges from having regard to local Aboriginal laws when assessing the seriousness of an offence for the purpose of either sentencing or making a bail decision. And those provisions, in our view, need to go. The Northern Territory government can't do that, only the Commonwealth can, but the Northern Territory Attorney General has read our report, accepted our recommendation that she should write to the Commonwealth and petition the Commonwealth to repeal these laws, and she's done so.
Why is this issue only now seeing the light of day?
Well, it's not only now seeing the light of day. These laws have been controversial from even before when they were introduced, when it was proposed that they be introduced back in 2006. The Law Council of Australia in particular made very strong submissions that they should not be passed. And since they were passed, and I might add that they were passed by both Coalition and Labor governments, because they were originally passed in 2007 and then, or 2006, and then when Rudd's government got in and the intervention laws were renewed after a five-year review period, Labor passed as well. So this isn't it's not something that's only one side of politics. But ever since these laws have been on the books, they've been the subject constantly to criticism from a number of law reform bodies, such as the Australian Law Reform Commission, which recommended that they be changed in its important review a couple of years ago of sentencing of Aboriginal offenders, but also the courts themselves have been highly critical of these laws in various decisions that they've made.
There are some critics of these proposed reforms that have suggested that these reforms might lead to two separate legal systems for offenders. What do you say to that?
The problem is the other way around. At the moment, we've got two separate legal systems. If you're not an Aboriginal person, you're entitled to claim that your customs, your culture makes your offending less serious. But if you're an Aboriginal person, you're not. So Aboriginal people are actually treated in a discriminatory fashion by the current legal system, which puts them in a different category from everybody else. We're proposing that there be one legal system for everybody, and that be a legal system which quite properly allows, in appropriate circumstances, judges to take into account the full context, including the cultural context, the context of local law which might apply to that person, to be considered when deciding what sort of sentence to impose. I should emphasise that we're not proposing that the law be changed so that Aboriginal people can be found not guilty of something that anybody else will be found guilty of because of their local Aboriginal laws. We're not proposing that at all. We're only talking about decisions about how serious an offence is for the purpose of sentencing or granting bail. And even then, there's significant limits that we recommend be maintained on the reference to local Aboriginal law. For example, we're saying that judges should be allowed to have regard to local Aboriginal law when sentencing, but only to the extent that that would not put the sentence in conflict with the mainstream legal system. So, for example, we don't support the idea that judges could send somebody out on bail to go back to their community and be speared as payback for having committed a serious violence offence.
What changes do you hope to see these proposed reforms bring about for the wider community?
Well, most importantly, what we hope is that by respecting local Aboriginal laws, we'll see a more trusting, confident engagement by Indigenous members of the Northern Territory community with the legal system. 86% of our prisoners are Indigenous. There's widespread alienation from the legal system by Aboriginal people, we've found in our report, and to some extent that could be remedied if we were to acknowledge that they also have their own legal systems and laws, and that they too are deserving of respect. What we're asking for, and this was put to us very powerfully by women from the Tangentura Women's Safety Committee, is that there be deep learning and two-way listening.
Russell Goldflam, Deputy President of the Law Reform Committee in the Northern Territory. He was speaking to The Wire's Spencer Forgrabe.